This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The second hour of the program. Phones are open at 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. You can bring up whatever is on your mind. Coming up, we're going to get into a disturbing, apparently. I don't know any of the details, but Chris is going to fill us in. A disturbing online safety, quote-unquote, bill in California. It's again nobody and Chris in the studio here tonight. But first, let's bring in Major Payne in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live, Major.
Yeah, nobody brought up a little tidbit that intrigued me.
Okay.
Oh, damn it. Now, Marvel done rolled out my damn head.
He's always all got right. All kinds of interesting tidbits, though. That's for sure.
Hmm. All right. So let's start with... The European oil crisis here.
Yes, the self-made oil crisis.
Right, it corrupts and correct.
Mm-hmm.
He said that Trump warned him. You know, if you suckle on the tip of the devil, you're gonna get burned. And you know I like to dabble in Latin, so caveat emptor. Let the buyer beware.
Yes.
Yes, and if you want to syllabically break down any language, if you can speak Latin, you are the man.
Mm. Well, that's true of some languages. Not all languages are derived from Latin. Certainly Swahili is not.
The Asian languages aren't, right?
Yeah, the Asian languages are not. But if you're interested in European languages, then certainly.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the only one that doesn't apply to Latin is medical terminology, and that's Greek.
Okay. So what about it?
Anyway, caveat emptor. Let the buyer beware. The Germans are going to burn in the oil they don't have. And it's really interesting to me that they were the last tribe to stand against the Roman Empire. If you look back historically, I mean, they were the original hard asses. The last man standing. But anyway, so let's now go to what's going on here in America. We are being insulted, intruded, and beguiled by the import of Mexicans across the border, right?
And it doesn't insult me.
I certainly feel no offense from that.
We need more workers.
Hear me out. I know. Well, they want more voters. They want more workers. They want more everything.
No, you don't seem to understand. Only citizens are permitted to vote. So they're not voting. They're working. They're earning money. And they're providing the rest of us with goods to consume.
Unlike a lot of Americans who apparently all of a sudden have no interest in working whatsoever. We were just at another...
those who work for the government.
Well, I'm talking about anybody. We were just at a local restaurant today, mm-hmm. Chris and I, and the owner was telling us she cannot find anyone who's even willing to pick up a part-time position as a server. Can't find anybody.
Hmm.
There's a right across the street from the courthouse that we were at the other day this week. There's a restaurant where it says server needed, not help wanted, but needed. They need somebody. These businesses are desperate and they cannot find people to work.
Yeah, most of the problems too I don't consider it a problem so much, but. The problem that some of the people on the right, I guess, would have is with, you know, immigrants coming or people or Mexicans coming more explicitly, is that it's a problem that was itself induced by creating the border in the first place. It used to be the Mexicans would come and then they'd leave. Now they don't. Now they have to stay here because they can't come back as easily. So it makes more sense for them to stay in the United States. It's a self-induced problem.
That's correct. But if we seek services and they seek wages. That's the bottom line of it all.
Mm-hmm.
I work for a contractor, and we've had some hellacious hailstorms up here lately, damaging roofs and beating up gutters and such. And my boss, my young boss hole there, he's got a crew of Mexicans. I'm telling you, these dudes are like killer bees. There's 8 of them, 10 of them swinging on ropes and such. They bang out a full-size house in a day.
Damn.
Amazing.
Hmm. So what was the point you were getting at? I'm sorry.
Well, I
sounds like we need more people like that.
I think I lost my thought in this whole conversation, dude.
Okay.
I think you may have. I think maybe your initial thought wasn't worth entertaining, and maybe you should see if you can find some new thoughts on the subject.
Thanks, Major, for the call tonight. I appreciate it. The number here is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. You know, it's tough out there for businesses right now. It is completely common for business owners to be complaining about not being able to find people, and it doesn't seem to matter that they've raised their rates, right? Like raising the price per hour that they're willing to pay people.
I don't see a lot of people advertising an hourly rate, though, and maybe that's what they need to do. It doesn't matter to say, oh, we're paying more,
mm-hmm.
when you don't know what they were paying before, and you've kind of written.
Oh, no worries.
Excuse me. And you've kind of written off that type of job as not paying enough.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have to see a dollarly or an hourly rate in dollars to say, oh, maybe that is worth having another look at.
If you want to weigh in here, the number is 603-283-6160. So you're welcome to comment on that, the gas situation in Europe or whatever is on your mind. But, Chris, you had a story that you were going to tell us about here tonight. It is in regards to an online safety bill, because I guess the Internet's dangerous or something.
That's the idea.
And the politicians are going to save us. Or is this just to save the children?
You know, it's a think of the children bill.
Won't somebody please think of the children?
So the title, this is coming from the New York Store. I'm sorry, the New York Times. Mm-hmm. I have a version of what I had was the bill. This is now law in California, but I had the bill before, and I don't know how exactly it's changed. Oh, boy.
It's probably bad either way.
Yeah.
So this is called the Online Safety...
Sleeping Children's Online Safety Bill is passed in California.
Okay. So what do we need to know about this? What's the news?
You know what? Let's see here. I may have to bring up the bill, because as opposed to the article, because...
We're not going to be able to read the bill. I'm sure it's probably hundreds of pages long.
Here we go. I'm sorry. I'm going to bring up the
before written nonsense.
Unfortunately, the New York Times won't let me see the site.
You got to use archive.ph.
Yeah,
but here's their paywall.
Here's what the bill before has become law. This is what it was. So this is I'm going to grab it from the Technology and Marketing Law blog, and this is this title of this is Will California Eliminate Anonymous Web Browsing? So, at the age...
Well, I mean, if you're going to put ages on things, then you can't let people be anonymous, or you have to treat anonymous people like the youngest,
like a child.
Smallest child.
Yep. Yep, that's exactly what's going on here. The Age Appropriate Design Code Act is what it's called. So this gets into the weeds a bit, but
so I would, I mean, as a software developer, I can tell you my first inclination with this is any software that's illegal in California, write it into your license that you're not allowed to use it in California, and then screw them.
This is applying to websites.
Okay,
so
that's okay. You can look up their zip code and. based on where their web connection is coming from, and if they say they're coming from California, shunt them to you know, Disney.com.
Yeah, I've already had discussions with people who are planning to do this. Block California.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. Well, we're going to get into it coming up here in moments. The number 603-283-6160. We'll find out what exactly they're planning to do to users who will not identify themselves as verified adults. The number is 603-283-6160. And so, of course, a solution for people that are still in California that care about freedom is you should get the hell out. But otherwise, you might want to use a VPN in the very near future.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history. Physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want. The number here is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Joining you tonight, you've got Ian.
Nobody.
And Chris.
And we will take your calls about whatever you want to discuss. Also, Freedom's Phoenix is your source for all news, economic news, government overreach, insane government spending, and more. You can get today's headlines in one place, and from a fresh libertarian perspective, you can find this and more over at freedomsphoenix.com. That's freedoms with an S, phoenix.com. And we're going to get into this story here, Chris, that you have about the online so-called safety bill in California that is not just a bill anymore. Apparently, this thing has passed, and it's going to do what?
Good question, Ian. So the bill pretextually claims to protect children, but it will change the internet for everyone.
Uh-oh.
In order to determine...
Just like the stupid European crap where now all of a sudden...
It's literally copied from a European bill.
Oh, great.
In order to determine who is a child, websites and apps will have to authenticate the age of all consumers before they can use the service.
Well, let me tell you right now, as somebody who runs websites... No, I don't.
Yeah, I'm not.
I don't have to.
No way I'm going to comply with this. Yeah, I'm going to block California before I comply with this. No one wants this. It will erect barriers to roaming around the internet. Yeah, I mean, think about it. Every time you do a search and you click on a website, you're going to have to authenticate.
That's
you're going to have to provide ID or, I don't know, something in order to prove, you know, how old you are.
I'm guessing there's going to be some sort of authentication provider that the government's going to have a contract with, that they're going to tell all these companies that they're going to have to use.
Who knows?
You know, governmentidcheck.com, and you have to put their plugin in your browser, and then that'll make it easy. You just have to have this spyware running.
You know,
constantly.
I wonder how this will affect people outside of California. Well, presumably it's only within California.
It's spyware either way, because if you're the provider of authentication, then you know what people are being authenticated by what sites. Mm-hmm. And when you turn that backwards, you know what sites each person is looking at.
I mean, it's absolutely crazy that you need a driver's license for the internet. And this is not the first time the left has, you know, argued for this.
Mm.
But they've actually gotten it, it sounds like, this time.
Wow.
Bye-bye casual browsing. To do the authentication, businesses will be forced to collect personal information they don't want to collect, and consumers, well, I'm sure some businesses do want to collect that information, but but not all businesses. Certainly, I don't want to collect it.
Right.
Certainly not if you're just browsing
my
company's website.
Yeah, you only
want
to get somebody's
right?
info if they're buying some from you, so you can ship it to them.
Right, because I would need to in my case. Businesses will be forced to collect personal information they don't want to collect, and consumers don't want to give. I definitely don't want to give every website my information that I surf.
Your birth date? I mean, that's important information as far as people stealing your ID.
I mean, that's the authentication that you need to, like, pretend to be somebody, to impersonate somebody, or, you know, it's absolutely, or to get credit, right?
It's bad enough that every place you ever buy from has information like this about you in their database. And we see stories about people's, you know, companies' databases being busted into constantly, whether it be, you know, companies as large as Target or as small as some little tech company. But these things happen all the time. Now we're talking about having every single website with a database like this?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Data collection creates extra privacy and security risks for everyone.
Yeah.
Furthermore, age... Yeah, I mean, talk about... You know, it's funny. The bill does the exact opposite of the thing that it's
protection.
You know, it's supposed to
That's
do.
That's pretty standard for these bills. Mm-hmm. They usually do the opposite of what they... I mean, the Patriot Act is used to attack patriots.
For sure.
There's so many examples of that.
Yeah. Furthermore, age authentication usually also requires identity authentication, and that will lead to anonymous, unattributed online activity. Second, even if businesses treat all consumers, i.e. adults, to the heightened obligations required for children, I presumably mean that they don't do the age verification. They simply say, okay, we're going to disable, you know, the functionality like communicating with other users on a website, right? Because, you know, often, or a tool like an instant messenger, of course, an instant messaging application, that's exactly the purpose of it, right? So if you have to disable that, it totally undermines the tool.
Mm-hmm. You don't have an application anymore.
Right. Businesses still could not comply.
Right, and sorry to interrupt, but does this also mean that young people are no longer going to be able to use the internet, basically? Because if you can't use a messaging service without identifying yourself, kids don't have ID. Are they gonna? Is California going to come up with a child's identification card now?
It's a good question.
How are they supposed to send a message to their friend? I mean, I understand, like, back when we were growing up, you'd just walk down to your friend's house, sure, and pick up the phone and call them. But that's not how it works these days, right? These kids are all on the internet together.
I don't know. I mean, these are good questions.
Mm-hmm. It sounds like now they're all on the internet apart.
I mean, mm-hmm. I guess the default behavior would be presumably to disable all functionality that could be quote unquote dangerous. So, and the type of technology they're getting examples as would be, you know, being able to individually message another user on a platform.
Right, because in theory they could message some sort of child predator,
right,
or
right,
whatever.
So
right,
if you're on
fear.
If you're on Facebook, maybe, mm-hmm, I know that Facebook, nobody's using Facebook anymore, but if you were on Facebook, you might be able to view somebody's page, but you wouldn't be able to
message them.
Send them an individual message, mm-hmm, might be an example. Businesses still could not comply with this bill. That's because this bill is based on the UK Age Appropriate Design Code. Okay, I'm sorry, the UK, United Kingdom, which I think is sometimes.
I thought they just did that with porn sites in the UK. I thought that was the news a few years ago.
I think they pulled this from. Yeah, I feel like this. They pulled this. I'm not sure. I don't know if they pulled this from a porn. I'm not 100% sure if they pulled this from a porn.
I remember a few years ago, it wasn't that long ago,
yeah,
there was news about the UK specifically putting into place a mandatory age check to get onto porn websites.
Yeah.
And so that sounds like what they're talking about here.
I don't know if this was copied from that specifically, mm-hmm, or if the age appropriate design code that they're referencing from the UK is another bill that has similar language in it. But either way, yeah, absolutely. European laws are often aspirational and standards-based instead of rule-based. Because European regulators and regulated businesses engage in dialogues and the regulators reward good tries, even if they aren't successful. We don't do A for effort laws in the U.S., and generally we rely on rules. Rules, not standards, to provide certainty to businesses and reduce regulatory overreach and censorship. Yeah, and I think what they're saying here, if I'm interpreting this correctly, is that basically in the United States, if you violate a rule, I guess, you get penalized for that in the court of law. It's not you tried. You know, saying you're going into a court of law when you're charged with something and saying I tried isn't a defense. So they're going to find you guilty, and there's going to be some sort of severe penalty. Whereas in Europe, you do, violating a rule, or I guess what they're saying, standard, doesn't necessarily result in a harsh penalty. Mm. You just have to try again. And
wow,
there might be a small fine or something like that, but it's not like the United States. So trying to, you know, introduce that here is actually way worse.
So,
potentially.
The question is, one question I have is, you said this thing passed.
It passed.
When does it go into effect?
I do not know.
All right, there's more coming up here in moments. We'll see what more we can learn about this. And do you remember the name of the bill again?
Find
that out, too.
Yeah.
The number here is 603-283-6160. You can join us here. It is Free Talk Live.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. The TSA is offering advice to those traveling through airport security this holiday weekend. TSA spokesperson Lisa Farbstein saying travelers should arrive at least 90 minutes ahead of their scheduled flight time. Farbstein saying TSA crews are fully staffed and ready to keep people moving through security, but she's cautioning passengers to pack their patients in case of flight delays, which have been a common issue this year. President Biden is walking back previous comments he made about MAGA Republicans. One night after he delivered a primetime speech at Philadelphia's Independence Hall, Biden says he doesn't believe any person who supports former President Trump is a threat to the United States. The college football playoff is set to expand from 4 teams to 12. The new model will start in 2026. You're listening to USA Radio News. U.S. Environmental Protection Agency Administrator Michael Regan is advocating for nuclear power, meeting Friday with his Japanese counterpart in Tokyo.
Investments in nuclear technology and carbon capture will complement the enormous potential for renewable energy like wind, solar, and battery storage.
Despite years of criticism of nuclear power by environmentalists, Regan says President Biden believes in an all-hands-on-deck approach involving nuclear power and other energy sources as part of his plan to reduce emissions. Former President Trump will be in Pennsylvania this weekend. Trump is expected to speak at the Mohican Sun Arena in Wilkes-Barre on Saturday. The Trump campaign says he'll speak in support of Doug Mastriano's campaign for governor and Dr. Mehmet Oz for the U.S. Senate. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. You can join us here and bring up whatever you want as the internet is getting less and less free over time. So you have these big mega tech corporations to thank for it because they just want to do whatever it is the government suggest or tell them to do. And we're talking about right now the new Child Protection Online Act or whatever the hell it's called. Apparently passed 33-0 in the California Senate. Not one dissenting vote. Not one person said that, no, we'll just let people take care of themselves.
Well, I mean, California is the state that outlaws anonymous internet, providing anonymous internet service. You can't provide an access point
for a VPN.
That's illegal in California.
Wow,
yeah.
I didn't know that.
No, not for a VPN. You know, a wireless hotspot. So you can't go into, like, a coffee shop and access the
You're just, what you're saying, anonymous? You mean public? You just mean,
yeah, you can't have a public access point in California.
What?
There's a bill on this. There's a law.
It passed.
It passed years ago. And
hold on.
It has to be password protected.
But if you give your customer the password, then it's fine?
I guess. As long as they're an adult, maybe? I'm not really sure. You can't have anonymous hotspot, basically.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, I mean, this is Hollywood. This is the state with Hollywood in it. So, you know, you got to protect the, copyright cartel. The copyright cartel.
Is that what this was about?
I don't know.
Illegal downloads?
I don't know, but,
wow.
Who knows, right? It may have been under the guise of protecting the children, that law, but it may have been for Hollywood to stop, piracy or something.
By the way, I do want to let you know about Beard Talk Live. It is coming back.
And it's coming back tomorrow night, as I understand it. You guys are coming in for episode 3 of Beer Talk Live, which is an uncensored, internet-only variant, if you will, of Free Talk Live. It's Freer Talk Live. We call our internet shows that because we don't have the pesky FCC standing in the way. So if you want to have access
to the FCC,
you can hear the whole thing if you go tomorrow night at 10:30 Eastern Time, Saturday night, after the radio show is over. You'll be able to see that at watch.freetalklive.com. And I think I have fixed the video streaming issues that have plagued us on Odyssey for a while. I believe that has been remedied. There was like this weird blocky effect that was happening to the video every few seconds, and I think that has been ironed out. So hopefully the show will look better than ever. Of course, it's always sounded great. And if you miss the show live, that's okay. We're going to put it out on our podcast feed as well. But again, go to watch.freetalklive.com tomorrow night, 10:30 Eastern time. And you guys, last 2 weeks, you've gone for almost 3 hours per show. So there's no guarantee you will. You may be 2 hours. We don't know. There's no like set time limit. It's not a radio show, so they can end it whenever they feel like it's over.
We're pretty much ending it when we run out of things to say.
Right.
But we're all long-winded, so that might be a while.
All right, so check it out tomorrow night, 10:30 Eastern at watch.freetalklive.com. We're going to go back to your calls and thoughts, and then maybe a little bit more about what's going on in California that could affect people all across the internet. Not that Sarah cares. She doesn't know the internet. She doesn't use the internet for the most part, although she did report recently that her kind of boyfriend slash roommate did receive some sort of a smartphone device because he needed it for business. So Sarah is now technically online. She does have an internet connection in her home for the first time ever. But what were you calling about tonight, Sarah?
Well, another thing that we don't know how to access it, not yet. It might take us like 6 months to figure out how to go to the website.
Are you serious? It's going to take you 6 months to figure out how to access the website?
Well, we got the speaker coming off, flashlight coming on, emergency thing coming off. We don't know how to shut it off. We have to actually go to the store to get it rebooted. So we'll get that.
We're not talking about coming online in 2020 here, people, or 2022 people. We're talking about coming online in 2023, maybe, if we can figure out how to use the internet.
Yeah, they're still working on rebooting it.
Old people, you know what I mean? He's like 71 and I'm 53, so, you know, we hate these computer stuff, but we don't have a choice.
Well, I thought you were in your 60s.
No, I'm 53.
Okay.
So far.
She's your age, buddy.
Yep, same age as me. I don't hate the computer things, not even a little bit.
It's convenient, but it's so hard to learn. It's like when you get older, it's hard to like learn new things.
It's because you don't want to learn? Is that what it is? Because I don't understand this mentality.
I can sympathize with this a little bit. I understand where she's coming from, but the problem is people are so lazy.
Mm-hmm. I don't get it.
I learn new things
all the time. I have to.
Right, I'm interested. If I'm interested in a thing, I'm more than likely to be very willing to learn that thing. Like, I don't get it.
I get that it gets harder as you age, but I certainly don't think that, like,
well, there's obviously a learning curve. I mean, if you're getting into technology for the first time, there's going to be a bit of a fish out of water situation. But, I mean, it's not rocket science.
Right, but I just want to bring up these another thing that I love to make you guys laugh with all of the things that we do here in Albuquerque, and we have so many loiterers on our bus stops. I mean, it's like a napping bed. We have a
lawyers?
Concrete.
Yeah, it did kind of sound like that. She said loiterers, people who are loitering.
You guys are really getting desperate there in terms of poverty. We got lawyers on the bus stop.
Well, they made some concrete bus stops, so it's like really flat, and you see people like have bedrolls and they sleep there all day long. And
oh wow!
Do you know what the homeless?
They only get bunned off. I mean, I'm surprised that the poor people. I mean, that's why they put like those bars in the middle, so it sticks up and you can't lay on it. That's how they have to make the benches. But it just the problem is that. Well, but New Mexico considered that not even a crime. They just figure out, well, they're stabbing somebody. They're not assaulting somebody. They figure that it's a harmless breaking of the law, like you guys would consider it. But they're not really hurting anybody. But it doesn't that I ride the bus, they don't even stop for us. That's the problem.
Wait a minute. The city bus won't stop at a bus stop because there are people loitering there?
Well, that's the part. They don't know who is just sitting there drinking a beer, trying to stay cool, and they don't know who wants to...
I guess you're just going to have to get a car or something, Sarah.
Wow.
Well, you know, I have to stand at the curb and wave them down, and hopefully that I don't fall into the street. No, I actually have to go out onto the street and
you
wave
fell
them down
a lot, Sarah.
Me. No, not really. No, okay. But I have to go out on the street and then come back up to know that I want the bus. You know,
this is such a weird problem. You know, coming as somebody who's never really lived in a major city, mm-hmm. it just seems like such a weird problem to have to deal. And don't get me wrong, I've ridden trains in cities and I've stayed in cities for months on end. But like, it just seems like such a weird problem, like having to flag down a bus. I don't even think I ever had that type of problem when I have ridden buses in major cities and I've ridden trains. But it's like,
Do you have loiterers, panhandlers, drunks?
Yes. I was in San Diego, New York. New York City and Boston, I think, are probably the three main ones. Although I've done Washington, some cities in Washington and elsewhere.
So, Sarah, what you're saying is you think the loiterers are much worse in Albuquerque than they are in other cities. So bad that the people driving the city buses won't even stop the buses because there's just, most of the time they'll stop and then no one gets on because they're just people hanging out drinking at the bus stop.
And they're smoking, and they sit there and smoke. It's a safe place. You guys are laughing.
But it is. It's funny.
That.
I mean,
it is really sad.
It's sad that people, are living this particular lifestyle, but that's what happens in a welfare state, Sarah.
I would think that the buses would stop at every bus stop, but I do know that some places that's not the case where it's not busy. But then you would think
there's no one there that won't stop.
Right. If it's not busy, then... I don't think you're going to have the homeless problem there, but I don't know.
Yeah. Sarah, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate you bringing that up. And, that's not to say that there aren't huge problems with welfare in places like New York or whatever, but...
Oh, for sure there are.
There, the trains are going to stop regardless.
Yeah. Right?
Like, there's... They just stop at every station, and they open the doors, and they close the doors, and they move on.
Well, bus driver safety, right?
Mm.
I mean, it's like officer safety. You can't put yourself at risk.
All right, so speaking of safety, we got more on this Child Safety Protection Act, or whatever it's called in California, that may be affecting everybody in the United States come 2024, although it has not yet gotten the signature of the governor. So it isn't a done deal yet, but why wouldn't
it? Basically, done deal.
It got a 33-0 vote in the Senate.
It is.
My name is Stephen Hewer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want here on the radio at 603-283-6160 and 603-283-6160. Ian, Nobody, and Chris in the studio here tonight. You can also join our AMPS Patreon, as Patrick Easterday has done. Patrick is a gold-level supporter of the AMPS Patreon, and you can do that over at amps.freetalklive.com. It is a way that you can directly support Free Talk Live for as little as $5 a month. Now, Patrick's doing $10 a month as a gold level, so we appreciate the extra and appreciate the support over at amps.freetalklive.com. And you get some cool benefits for doing that. One of those things is access to the Free Talk Live AMP podcast, which is the full radio show minus the commercial breaks, minus the news breaks, and you get the full content of the radio show there over at amps.freetalklive.com. Chris, you've been telling us about this new bill that has gone into, it has not gone into effect. It is passed by 33 out of 33 votes, so nobody dissented in the California Senate, and now goes to the desk of the Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom, who has not taken a public stance on the bill, according to the story at ABC News on this.
And the House passed the version of the bill, too, so it's definitely going to get signed into law, basically.
Do we know what the vote was in the House?
I don't,
the House?
But it did apparently pass in both.
I presume that
well,
they...
Well, there are bills that pass both the House and the Senate and get vetoed.
Right.
I don't think it's going to happen very often
it's
from a lover of tyranny like Newsom.
I mean, this is California. This is the state where they have cops driving around looking for open access points.
Wi-Fi access points.
Yes, Wi-Fi
wow.
access points. Yeah, so
this bill, if it were passed by enough of the House, I presume California has a veto override process, right? So, I mean, most states must have
veto override.
I mean,
if it's 33 to zero, right. what's there to override?
Yeah, well, if there is a veto.
Well, that's the Senate, not the House.
If there is a veto, then it could go back to the Senate, and then they pass. Like here in New Hampshire, if you can get two-thirds,
right.
you can override a veto, but you have to get it in both the House and the Senate.
Yeah, I mean... Yeah.
So I'm presuming they have a system like that, which would mean that the governor will likely pass this thing. I mean,
yeah. Why wouldn't he sign it, right? There's more to the bill. Let's see. Third, the bill reaches topics well beyond children's privacy. Instead, the bill repeatedly implicates general consumer protection concerns and, most troublingly, content moderation topics. This turns the bill into a Trojan horse for comprehensive regulation of internet services and would turn the privacy-centric California Privacy Protection Act into the general-purpose internet regulator.
Oh, before you go on, it appears to have passed the assembly in a vote of 72-0.
Wow.
All right, so now we know it is completely unanimous in both legislatures.
So the big takeaway, this bill's Protect the Children framing is designed to mislead everyone about the bill's scope. The bill will dramatically degrade the internet experience for everyone and will empower a...
Well, let's just be clear. The bill is just a bunch of words on paper written by strangers sitting in a room in a place they call California. The implementation of the bill is going to be done by these big tech corporations and obedient people who do whatever it is that those people in the room say. So if the people in the tech world ignored what these people in California were doing, then there would be no change to the internet.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, there are regulators. I mean, they presumably would be fined.
There are fines in the bill. Yes, absolutely. But I guess most of these companies are probably based in California because there's a ton of tech companies.
Argument to say you could just get out of California.
Yeah,
and some companies are. I mean,
get to Texas, get to New Hampshire.
Mm-hmm.
So it will empower a new censorship-focused regulator who has no interest or expertise in balancing complex and competing interests. So who's covered? The bill applies to businesses that provide an online service, product, or feature likely to be accessed by a child.
Child. So that's every website then, because any child can type in any website, right?
Pretty much. Child is defined as under 18. So they're not even talking about children. They're talking about teenagers. Young adults, basically. Yeah. So the bill treats teens and toddlers identically, which is also kind of disturbing. So I guess if you're 17, you're only going to be able to allow to go to
SesameStreet.com.
The phrase this is how crazy this Californians are. The phrase likely to be accessed by a child means it is reasonable to expect, based on the nature of the content, the associated marketing, the online context, or academic or internal research, that the service, product, or feature would be accessed by children. Compare how COPPA handles this issue. It applies when services know, not anticipate. So they're talking about, I believe that's federal.
It was a federal law that passed
a long time ago. Users are under 13 or direct their services to under 13 audience. So in other words, it doesn't matter if you don't advertise to children, right?
It's just what this regulator thinks.
Right.
The regulator thinks that it's something a child would access.
So if you're, providing information on vehicles or cars, they might interpret that to be a child, applicable, because a 17-year-old who has a license, may want to look at that site. So therefore, you have to age ID them, or you can't have a functionality to message other users on the website. So no forum. I mean, this is just crazy.
Yeah, and the other thing you have to realize is there's what's passed in the bill, and then there's what the bureaucracy does with it.
They always interpret
things in their own favor and interpret them wider than they even were intended by the people who wrote the bill.
And it gets even crazier. In contrast, the bill says that if it's reasonable to expect just one, you might have millions of users, but if even one under 18-year-old user visits the site, the business must comply with its requirements.
No thanks. I'm not going to do it.
I wonder, is there any site on the internet has any substantial user base, even if it's completely targeted at adults, that doesn't have at least one under 18 accessed it before?
Right. Maybe an adult diapers website or something for geriatrics. Whatever the hell they sell it.
I'm pretty sure you're going to find some 17-year-old who
wants to buy something for grandma or whatever.
Are you going to find any kids on that site? It depends.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Anyway, with that over-expansive framing, few websites and apps can reasonably expect that under-18s will never use their services. Thus, I believe all websites, apps are covered by this law, so long as they clear the CPRA quantitative thresholds for being a business. Oh, so it might not apply if you've got a website up that doesn't have any advertising on it and
doesn't sell a product.
Doesn't sell a product and doesn't provide a service of some kind, I guess.
Well, if the whole idea, I mean, I'm not defending this idea or anything like that, but if the whole idea is to, quote unquote, protect the children, why would it matter whether or not they were selling something? Are they only trying to protect them from being sold something? Or are they trying to protect them from, like, you know, talking to some pervert?
I don't know.
There's plenty of websites that, you know, don't sell things, like forums.
So, like, all I'm thinking is, like, websites that are set up by predators on, like, Tor wouldn't have to comply with this bill in theory. So,
well, Tor websites are hard to find.
I know, but the point that I'm making is that actual predator websites aren't going to necessarily have to be commercial. So,
right.
Like, the actual websites that maybe could be a concern wouldn't have to comply with this bill anyway. Anyway, let's see here. What's required? The bill starts with this aspirational statement. Companies that develop and provide online services, products, or features that children are likely to access, again, anybody under 18, not just, you know, like actual children, to access, should consider the best interests of children when designing, developing, and providing that service, product, or feature. The should consider grammar is the kind of regulatory aspiration found in European law. Does this statement have legal consequences or not? I vote it does not, because should is not a compulsory obligation.
Is this the legal website that you're reading
from? This is
from?
A law blog.
Okay.
So what is it doing here? Yeah, I don't know. I suspect, I feel like we've had court cases in New Hampshire where the word should is in the law, and I don't remember what they or how they usually rule, but I feel like that could certainly be ruled differently depending on, you know, what objections you might make or, you know, what judge you get. More generally, this provision tries to anchor the bill in the notion that a business owes a duty of loyalty or fiduciary duty to their consumers. This duty-based approach to privacy regulation is trendy in privacy circles, but if adopted, it would exponentially expand regulatory oversight of businesses' decisions.
On the internet.
Absolutely.
The number is 603-283-6160. If you have concerns about the future of freedom online, you want to weigh in to the discussion, you're welcome to join us here, and you can take control of the airwaves as well and bring up whatever is on your mind. Hour number three is...
Hey, trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.